Fine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Optimus Prime Nitro here.
Laser Wolf.
And we're joined today by...
Night Owl.
And...
Chaz.
Chaz.
You don't hear that name very often.
He's a triumphant return.
He's an enigma. Yeah. Alright.
Chaz.
We have a lot to talk about this episode, so let's get around. What are we drinking? Anything special outside of the domestic?
Yes.
What?
I bought Coors Light's new summer brew.
You paid money for that.
I didn't understand what this was when I bought it. One friend recommended it to me. I went and I searched for it. I found it. Brought it to a tailgate. Tried to give it away. Could not give it away.
Because nobody wants this.
It sucks. It tastes like lemonade.
Does it come with tampons?
No, but I am wearing one. This is the worst beer that I've ever had. And it comes in a 10-ounce can.
That's silly.
Which, like, we didn't understand. We had it in, put it in a koozie, because at a tailgate, and was like, why is this loose? This sucks.
Alcohol content?
I'm going to guess 2%.
2%. It's refreshing.
It's terrible. Worst beer I've ever had.
So,
even worse
for the audience, do not get Coors Light's summer, what is it called?
Summer brew.
Summer brew.
Tastes like lemonade. It's like Coors owns Blue Moon. And so they put out Blue Moon. And this is a shitty ripoff of Blue Moon.
So in
a
Coors can.
They ripped off, they ripped off their own
product. It's terrible.
And, Night Owl, what are you drinking here?
I'm the only one who's drinking a decent beer.
Oh, he's drinking a great beer.
Agave Wheat, the official summer beer.
From
Breckenridge.
Breckenridge, yeah. Yeah, delicious. Nothing else to really say about it, but if you have a chance, please try it. I'm drinking Coors Light, nothing eventful, and you're drinking...
I think it's foreign, it's like Boosh. I can't really pronounce it, but it's damn good.
It must be German beer or something.
Yeah, definitely foreign.
Those German
Boosh Light. Yeah.
I just have to ask, you're 30 years old, and you're drinking what we drank in high school.
I drank Keystone in high school.
Oh my god.
Dirty 30.
Yep.
Alright.
You are the dirty 30.
Alright, booze news this week. Beer waste may offer a sustainable solution for osteoporosis. Now I'm just going to be really quick, and maybe you guys can react, or I can just get done and be over with it. While beer brewing waste sounds useless, it might offer a cheaper, more sustainable solution for osteoporosis. All that sludge at the bottom of that beer barrel might be useful for more than just Marmite. Recent research suggests that a byproduct of the brewing process known as beer bagasse could help regenerate bone tissue for people who suffer from severe fractures or osteoporosis. So, yeah, there's the booze news for the week. I couldn't really find anything else. All right. And then we have this game I wanted to play really quick. Booze fact or booze myth? Okay? Caffeine. Caffeine can sober you up. Myth or fact?
Myth. It's both true and false, and I know why, and
let's hear your take on this, Laser.
Caffeine counteracts alcohol. This is why Four Loko was banned, is because drinking that much that fast, caffeine overpowers the alcohol, and then once the caffeine wears off, you're drunk as fuck, and that's why you die.
That is incorrect.
That is positively correct.
Studies show that...
That is exactly correct. That is why Four Loko is banned.
Drinking a cup of coffee can counter alcohol's sleepiness effect, but it can't sober you up any quicker.
It doesn't sober you. That's what I'm saying. It's exactly what I said. It doesn't sober you. It counteracts the alcohol.
Sleepiness.
As soon as the caffeine wears off, then you're drunk again.
Moving on.
Jesus Christ.
Myth or fact?
Mr. Scientist here is trying to tell me that I don't fucking
drinking
know.
Drinking kills brain cells.
That's a myth.
Myth.
That is myth, and I will move on. Mixing types of alcohol gets you more drunk.
Myth.
Yeah, myth.
That is myth. Breaking the seal causes you to urinate more often.
Myth.
That is myth.
All these are myths.
Maybe. Drinking one drink an hour keeps you sober enough to drive.
No, that's obviously a myth.
Myth.
That is true. You can trick a breathalyzer.
No, that's a myth.
Do you guys think these are all
not
myths?
Proven or not necessarily proven?
Okay. Well,
do you know how a breathalyzer works?
Yes, not necessarily. Well,
let's hear your take, Laser.
There is no take.
It's either my way or the highway. But please, enlighten us. Tell us how breathalyzers work and how you might be able to trick it.
You put the penny under your tongue.
You're an idiot.
Oh my God.
You're an idiot. That is a huge myth.
I'm not going to touch that one.
In simple terms, breathalyzers detect alcohol by using a chemical reaction to remove alcohol from the air and force it to react with another compound. This chemical reaction in the breathalyzer can measure your blood alcohol level using just your breath.
Did you find this on an alcohol education website for college freshmen?
I'm not going to tell you where I found it.
Okay.
I know where you found it.
No, it's not. No. Different types of alcohol affect your behavior. True or false?
It's a myth.
That is true.
Incorrect.
That story is fucking wrong. Yeah. That story is wrong.
It's all mental.
No, here's
the thing. I wish I reviewed this before we started recording.
Here's the thing. The effects of alcohol are similar, whichever form they are in. Any difference is dependent on the rate at which it is drunk and the amount.
There are proven cases where hard liquor affects people in a different way.
Because you're drinking it faster.
No.
If I'm drinking it, I down a shot as opposed to downing a beer.
Most people drink one drink of whiskey in the way that they drink one drink of beer, and they finish at the same time because they're not fucking retards.
Some people are.
Yes, but whatever. Like that. This is so non-scientific and false.
Okay, well, you come into the episode next time, and you tell me that I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
But fine. All right, I don't have time to research.
More cases
it right now.
Of like violent crimes are because of liquor and not beer. There's a reason that people.
Yeah, because you're more fucked up.
There's a reason that organizations ban liquor drinking at their establishments and allow beer. There's a reason.
No.
Because
yes,
you get drunk faster.
Yes, you get drunk faster. Yes.
Yeah,
I disagree with that.
That's wrong.
But you want to.
Most people are not. Chaz over here.
No, I could
downing full.
I could just the amount of time I could chug like five of these bad boys compared to just like chugging a bottle.
Like, okay, you're a person.
Night
and
day difference.
You're drinking Busch Light. You're obviously a person that doesn't care about taste. If there was,
I had a taste bud accident.
If there was canned whiskey, you would be drinking that at the same rate as beer. But you're an exception to the rule. Most people like drink for the taste. They slow it down. There's a reason they compare one drink of wine to one drink of beer to one drink of alcohol of liquor, and they're the same one drink, but they're all different sizes for the different liquors. Whatever. Anyway,
that's fine.
Fuck your story and fuck your thoughts.
TV news this week. Do you guys want to talk about any of the season finales that were on? Because there was a lot of them. So there's Fargo.
Game of Thrones is boring, and that's all that I've heard from everyone except from one person.
That's the only show I'm not following. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
I haven't watched any TV lately, so.
You are. How are you on this podcast?
Oh, you're better than us, huh?
That's right. I don't watch the Idiot Box.
Did you watch Fargo, though?
No.
Dang.
No one does!
No, I've been watching it. I have not finished the.
It's real good.
The end.
Yeah, so that's not no one. Son of a bitch.
That's no. That, because there's two against two.
I
here.
Like Billy Bob. In that.
Me too. I love Billy Bob.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. You're insane. You're insane.
Not a geek show. Yeah. Game of Thrones, though, is like a. Man, oh, you don't watch it? I want to murder you type show.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. I can't believe you haven't been killed yet. Mm. Like, okay. Like all of my friends. I don't know anyone else that doesn't watch it except for the people in this room.
You know, more people watch Walking Dead than they do Game of Thrones.
Obviously, because except that doesn't take into account pirating.
Still.
Oh my God!
It's okay, it's just one show.
It's like, it's not my favorite show, I'm not defending it. I just can't believe that I'm sitting with three people that don't watch that fucking show.
Have you been drinking hard alcohol?
Jesus. Very angry. What about Louis? Did you guys finish up with that at all? Or did you guys drop it?
Yes, it was great.
I watched it, and it was, again, this is one of the most personal seasons ever of that show, and I think that, God, I hate seeing Louis' naked body, though. Did you watch
it? I love it.
It was
hard to watch because of terrible. What the topics were, but it was a great show and rewarding to finish.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll finish it, even though I dropped it.
Oh.
But I didn't like this season. I didn't like the way it started out, and I didn't like a couple of the stories. I was like, eh.
Why? Because you felt sad about yourself?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Sad about yourself.
I never feel sad about myself.
That's not true. Okay, video games. E3 happened last week, and we have to at least talk about it. We watched a trailer for, what was it called, Bloodborne?
Well, first of all, let's just say, between the, okay, so Microsoft and Sony were the only ones that had big shows.
That's not necessarily true, because Nintendo released the Zelda Mario Kart thing.
You don't even know what I'm saying.
Well,
Microsoft and Sony were the only ones that had big shows that were not televised, but that everybody could sign in live and watch it. Nintendo had their own private show that was like streaming on the Wii U later or some shit. I don't even know what they did. There's no access to it though.
I heard it's a rumor.
Sony fucking killed it. They crushed. This is like the third year in a row that they just know how to do E3. Microsoft didn't really have anything new. They were basically trying to go against everything that they've presented in the past, which is the Kinect. So they have a new system that's coming out that's the same Xbox One without the Kinect, because they're trying to distance themselves from the Kinect now. They're trying to fix what they already put out, but Sony is like, look to 2015. This is when we're going to fucking dominate. Mm-hmm. And they were right.
Not just that. I mean, isn't it, if you have a PS4, which you do, you're already a Prime member, right? Is that what they call it? A Plus member?
Plus, yeah.
So you get access to what exactly now?
You have the Destiny Alpha right now, which who gives a shit? I'll wait for the game to come out.
That game looks amazing, by the way.
There's so much shit that they put out. Every video game friend of mine is just like, if they don't have a PS4, they're going to go get one because they know.
Well, no, but I don't think you really answered my question. What can you get by being a Plus member? Or what do you have access to? Do you...
They have different games every single month. This has been around for like a year and a half. Yeah. This has nothing to do with E3.
But are they coming out their own TV series too? Sony is?
Yeah. Power is based on the comic book, but...
Because I know Plus members will have access to that.
For free. You can pay for it if you don't have Plus.
Okay. Great. Fun. I was just curious about that. That's all.
So it's kind of like having a Nintendo Power membership back in the day?
Oh my god.
Exactly like it. Holy exactly shit. Like it.
I had one of those.
I did too.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, but with Nintendo, they released Mario Kart. Are you guys going to get the Wii U now? I think I'm kind of gonna get it, probably.
I got a Wii when it first came out, and I never played it. And I just, Nintendo seems like... It's
lost.
It's not the Nintendo of the 90s anymore. They, if anything, they're still stuck in the 90s.
Oh, I totally agree.
I want one for Kart.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
True, Kart, but I can't justify myself buying a system and just playing it just for one game only. Even if it is Mario Kart.
I understand.
Until Nintendo starts developing new titles, mm-hmm. and kind of, I don't know, get away from what they know. If that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't go out and venture new.
They're very safe in what.
Yeah,
they do.
Exactly. They're very conservative with their business plan or whatever.
I don't fault them for that, because I mean it's what they've gotten to now.
That's what works for them. Yeah,
yeah,
I get
but at the same time, when you have Sony and Microsoft just doing all kinds of different things and saying fuck it, let's push the envelope, if you will. I'm more excited for Sony and Microsoft, even though I don't really care about the Xbox.
Speaking of Sony, like that No Man's Sky, is that exclusive for PS4?
No.
That's all?
No. It started out as a computer game. Nobody knew that it was going to be PlayStation, and then they announced that it was going to be equal to the computer version.
Oh.
And that's why everybody freaked out, because nobody thought that it was ever going to come to console. No Man's Sky is a game that is developed by a studio that is... It's an indie game. It was developed by a studio of four fucking dudes, and it's basically like... man, I don't know. It's like people compare it to Minecraft, that it's that open world type game that you can go do whatever the fuck that you want, but it looks
kind of an anti-game, if you think. I mean, because you don't really get told, here's what you do. You just go out and you just discover. That's the end game, I think, if there is one. You just go out and discover new worlds, and it's basically endless. And you get to meet people, and, well, you can kill them if you'd like, or if you can... I'm not exactly sure.
I think what's cool is everybody starts on their own individual planet. Mm-hmm. And you get to go explore your planet, and then you can branch out when you want to.
Yeah. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the trailer,
please. And the style is incredible.
Oh, yeah. The music
obviously
is great,
too. 1950s sci-fi influenced.
Yeah. And with that, let's go into movies this week. Father of the Bride 3 was announced.
I don't think that was announced.
Why are you laughing?
Because the storyline is... What,
I don't think that was
movie?
Announced. Chaz? I think this is fake.
It's probably a joke.
Dude, that Nikki Fink or whatever her name is, she released it.
It might happen,
she
was
for Deadline, so... I think it might. But the premise is that Steve Martin's son comes out, and it's about a gay wedding, and he... And Steve Martin has a lot of reservations. Why is that so funny, Chaz?
I haven't heard this. This is all news to me.
Oh, well.
You started laughing first.
Well,
just followed your lead.
Well, all right.
I'm excited for it either way, and I hope it comes to fruition.
Have you seen both Father of the Brides?
Have you?
I can admit it. Yeah.
They're comedy classics.
They're not classics.
They're classics.
No, they are not. They're...
Steve Martin movies are all classics.
That's the dumbest thing ever. What is that? What's that one, Brain Down the House with Queen Latifah?
Yeah.
No, how is that a classic?
Because Steve Martin's in it.
Go watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm asking you to do the same thing, because you haven't seen it either.
You still remember it? You remember the title, therefore classic.
Because it looks ridiculous.
That movie came out more than 10 years ago, and you still remember it.
But does it make it a classic?
Classic.
I'm a movie guy, so I have to remember everything.
No, you don't.
Well,
your brain sucks, and you remember shitty shit.
No, because I like shit movies, though, too. That's different.
But do you like not ironic shit movies?
Maybe you're right. But still, maybe it's more nostalgia, because I kind of grew up with Father of the Bride, so...
We all did.
And Bringing Out the House. Bringing Down the House.
Bringing Down the House? Shit.
Bringing Out the House.
All right. And then they just released a poster for Dracula Untold, which is Universal's take on Dracula. What are your thoughts of Luke Evans playing Dracula? Sir?
Glass. He's always a bad choice.
I know.
But whatever.
I'm going to see it.
It's supposed to be the bridge between the real life Vlad Tepes Dracula and the book Dracula. So, fine. They've never told that story. Whatever. It's Dracula Begins. That's what the fucking poster looks like. But, I don't know. It's kind of lame.
It does look... The title, they need to change it. Untold. That's dumb. Anyway, and they also released the fact that Quentin Tarantino is going to be writing a Django/Zorro comic book crossover. And,
haven't they been talking about this for a while, though?
Have they? Because I had my first...
I must be thinking of something else.
Yeah, I mean... Fine. I don't know. I mean, isn't Zorro more of a family... Like a family-like comic book, though? Like, it's like... More than the G-rated side?
No, not the current one.
The current one?
Quentin Tarantino read the Zorro comics and then was like, I want to do a crossover. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah, but how violent is it? I mean, is it just straight up, like, is it gory?
I haven't read it yet. I'm going to go read them. They're from 2008 to 2012. Supposed to be awesome. Matt Wagner's great. I've read some of his stuff before.
Okay.
But it's weird. It's weird combining two characters that were envisioned 150 years apart in the same fucking series because they're nothing alike.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's like putting like fucking... I don't know. It's like if Dracula was hanging out with Ghostface from Scream. Like, that's weird. They don't go together. It's the same thing except for Western heroes.
Well, all right. Thought I'd mention it. And also, they just announced that Scott Derrickson, who's the director of Sinister, is going to direct the new Doctor Strange movie. And did they announce that Jared Leto's going to be the star?
No.
That's a rumor, then.
Tom Hardy and Benedict Cumberbatch are still in the running.
What? I thought that was just...
No.
All right. I thought Jared Leto was for sure going to get it.
There's... None of them are going to get it. There's going to be somebody else that'll get it.
All right. Did you guys all see 22 Jump Street?
Yes.
I sure did. Saw...
Okay, great. What do you guys think?
Awesome.
Hilarious.
I think the first one's a little bit better.
The first one is better. The second one is too meta.
It's pretty great, though.
I appreciate it.
It's great, but it's makes fun of sequels to the point where I was like, Jesus, just like tell the story.
It's better than Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Neighbors was a disappointment.
Definitely. Yeah.
Neighbors was good, but 22 Jump Street is better.
I want to see Dumb and Dumber 2.
No.
Did you see the trailer?
That trailer was terrible.
I don't know. I have really mixed feelings about it. When I watched it, I was like, it did remind me a lot of the first one, so that's good. So I don't.
It looks like the same movie, pretty much. Just.
Just, I don't know, plus, 20 years later?
Yeah. Okay with me.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it.
I'll still watch it, but I'll probably be angry.
Well, what's 22 Jump Street, the sequel, going to be about? Like, it's obviously
they're not going to make another one. That was the point of the credits.
I know, but they have to.
They're not going to.
The movie made so much money, they're going to have to.
They're not going to. Dude, and if they do, then they will do the 23 Jump Street from the credits. And, I mean, it's not even a spoiler, but if anybody hasn't heard yet, when they get to the credits, they do this spoof of, like, I don't know, the next 20 sequels or whatever and what they would be. But they will do that. And you know what? When it came up, I was like, that's hilarious. I would like to see Medical School 23.
Yeah. There's a couple of good ones there, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. If that's how they continue it, fine. I don't think they will. I think that was the end.
I could realistically see them make one more movie and then call it.
When do they ever make comedy trilogies that work? It's never happened.
Back to the Future.
That is not a comedy.
It's more of an adventure. More action-y.
Yeah,
you've got The Hangover 3 that just came out and was one of the worst movies of all time.
But The Hangover 2 was terrible. I've only seen the first one.
The first one's great. The second one is meh. The third one is the worst fucking thing that's ever happened to film. And that's how all comedies go. That's why there's no fucking Caddyshack 3.
That's why there should never be a Ghostbusters 3. Boom!
Incorrect! Ghostbusters is not a comedy straight up!
I'm just saying.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad you brought this up. Let's do this. Fucking Ghostbusters 3... everybody thinks that there's a new news story this week that Ernie Hudson was like, Ernie Hudson, he's in the know. He's in the know because he is a Ghostbuster.
Everyone forgets he's a Ghostbuster.
He said...
That's racist.
It is racist.
They are filming by the end of this year or early next year.
How
for
many
Ghostbusters
times
have
they been saying that, though? I've heard that since 2006 saying they're going to start filming.
It is happening. It has to happen, especially...
I've heard this since 2006, though.
Yeah, but in 2006, it was a different world. You didn't have Indiana Jones 4, Die Hard 4. Like, those were the two movies that kicked off this whole, like, old franchise sequel craze. You are living in it now. This shit is happening.
I get it,
I
get it, and I actually am welcome to another Ghostbusters movie, but at the same time, I've heard so much about it.
What do we know about the new Ghostbusters movie?
Nothing.
First of all, that it is happening. The rumor is, and I believe it, that Emma Stone and Jonah Hill are signed.
I've heard that one, too.
That's good.
The director of the first two, Ivan Reitman, just dropped out, but I think there's two directors that are being considered. One is his son, and one is, I can't remember the dude that just signed, but he's also
related. Well, what happened to the guy who did Zombieland?
Not doing it.
I know, but what
happened? Oh, shit, that was it. Yes, okay, you just jotted my memory. So, Adam McKay could not do Ant-Man. He dropped out of Ant-Man, but he's still going to do a pass on the script, and he's still, like,
producer,
in Ant-Man. And they're saying now, because Ivan Reitman dropped out of Ghostbusters 3, that Adam McKay is doing Ghostbusters 3, and that's why he had to drop out of Ant-Man, because of the scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Ghostbusters is still, like... I think they're doing all of this in secret, and that's why we're getting these, like... they're not even rumors. They're almost proven to be true, but nobody will admit to them. So expect Jonah Hill to be the star of Ghostbusters 3.
That's fine.
And expect Adam McKay to direct him in that movie. And that's fucking... Here's the point that you wanted to bring up. This is fucking great. Ghostbusters needs a continuation. Ghostbusters has to continue.
I agree, yeah. I mean, it's the same with Indiana Jones and James Bond. Their storylines are going to be told that you can't stop with... Because there's so many different possibilities with it.
Ghostbusters was a franchise that should have never ended with 2. It should continue forever. Because people didn't like 2 when it came out, but that's such bullshit because our generation that grew up with it love it. Think that it's almost as good as the first, or at least, you know, a comparable.
It's a very film. Good sequel for what it is. I mean, I always liked the first one more, but Ghostbusters 2, there's so many people I've talked to who hate it, and I don't understand why. It's so
But even if it was a failure, make a fucking third one. And, I mean, the storytelling of Ghostbusters world is infinite.
On top of the fact that real Ghostbusters, the cartoon show...
Chaz, do you not like Ghostbusters?
I do, I just haven't seen it in a while.
Are you fucking kidding me? I like it,
I'm just not.
I feel like that should be one of your fucking favorite movies, Chaz. Just knowing you, holy shit.
Yeah.
They have to make more, though. It is like James Bond. It's a James Bond type franchise. And I can't believe that they haven't made a movie in 25 years or whatever.
Jesus.
I think it's more just because people want the original main characters, the main actors, and obviously that's not going to happen anymore.
Yes. You haven't heard of CGI,
huh? Oh, guys, huh?
That is totally true.
Thanks for your contribution, Jess.
And that is such shit. You don't need, like, as good as Bill Murray, Aykroyd, Ramis, Even Hudson in the original movie. You don't fucking need those guys.
It's true, yeah.
You don't need them.
Well, you do need, like, the... You probably need Bill Murray.
The only thing... No, you don't.
Well, you don't need him, but he can be, like, a cameo, you know?
No, not even that.
I would appreciate Bill Murray, too, but...
He will cameo, but he doesn't... Like, you don't need him. If he doesn't want to be in it, fuck him. Go make your own fucking movie. Jonah Hill is as good, like, he's a good replacement for Bill Murray.
No, I'm not saying that he isn't. All I'm saying is that just a nice send-off.
The only thing I wouldn't want
the original actors that played those roles.
Oh, so the other story about Ghostbusters this week was Max Landis.
Yeah, the writer of Chronicle.
Who is John, the much better John Landis' son, who's not an asshole... tweeted out this week what his treatment for Ghostbusters 3 was. And he kept tweeting, like, I'm guessing it was like a 40-page tweet about his Ghostbusters 3 script, which involved, and I hate it. I hate it so much. And all of the like, geek critics online loved it.
So I fucking hate them because they're fanboys
like, you, Nitro, that fucking like Max Landis and suck his dick, everything that he fucking does, even though he fucking sucks.
Have you even seen Chronicle?
Yes, I have. I saw it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's okay. He's not the best fucking dude ever.
He's only had, like, what, one movie made?
He made this. He tried to make drunk comics happen online. I hated it. I hate his personality. I hate how full of himself he is. He's famous because his dad is fucking awesome. And he hasn't done shit that deserves... Anyway, whatever.
Oh, so most people that don't like that, they're usually... quite a bit alike, so are you saying you're quite a bit like this guy?
Yeah.
Is that why you don't like him?
Jesus.
He reminds you of yourself?
It's holding a mirror up to you.
Yeah, it seems like you're not judging his work, you're just judging him as a person.
You know? No response!
Yeah, because it's true.
But he tweeted out his story for Ghostbusters 3 and I hated it.
What is it? I didn't hear
Dad,
it.
It was that Ghostbusters had been franchised in the last 25 years, and that there's Ghostbusters all over the entire world... And one of these groups goes bad, and the original Ghostbusters have to come back and go fight the bad. I was like
what? They get possessed by something?
Pretty sure that's Batman Incorporated, which, if you don't know, is exactly what fucking happened in DC comic books.
But the Batman franchise. What makes the Ghostbusters go bad? Do they get possessed by something?
Who fucking knows? So it's 3. It's not like a total reboot. It's like trying to be like set in the future. Or the past.
I mean, they gotta do
the characters. The same, but just, like, older, younger.
Yeah. What would you call it? I mean, it's basically,
it's
like...
It's just a continuation.
It's a
There's no. It's
a straight up sequel.
It's a sequel with
new characters.
Yeah, I mean, just as long as they don't try and like say that Jonah Hill is Peter Venkman, he's somebody else.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's the Peter Venkman.
That's what I understand. Character. It's just gonna be different characters.
That chair.
What was that?
That chair sounds exactly like.
Without, you need to take a beer break, actually. So, one second.
Hey there, audience. Laserwolf here. Hope you're enjoying this thing you're listening to. Did we say something stupid this episode? Want to let us know? Hit us up at OptimusPrimingPodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to also visit our blog and drop us a line over at OptimusPriming.wordpress.com. And remember to subscribe to our RSS feed to get the newest episodes with the address OptimusPrimingPodcast.podomatic.com. Subscribe on iTunes, Downcast, or whatever your preferred podcast listening device is. And now back to the show. Thanks for listening.
Lemonade.
What?
This is where the fuck.
Around the
We're
corner.
We're talking about the summer. How bad is it? How bad is the beer?
Try it.
Give me your.
No, try it first.
It doesn't even taste like beer. It just tastes like lemonade. Yeah. It's not bad. Here. Oh my. Anyway, I'm recording right now.
I can tell because you put on a character voice when you come on.
Oh, do I really?
Yes.
You guys speak a little louder. What?
It's more than that.
No.
It goes deeper.
I didn't know that. So we're talking about Ghostbusters. Are you guys done talking about that or what?
I will never be done talking about Ghostbusters.
I'm sad that Chaz doesn't watch Ghostbusters more.
Did you watch the cartoon?
I thought you were a once a year Ghostbusters guy.
I'm a once and a you're month a Ghostbusters fucking, guy.
You've seen Ghostbusters.
I'm gonna watch them both within a month's time. Just to
It's the 30th and 25th anniversary.
I don't like the second one.
Why?
As much. I know that much.
Nobody likes it as much.
I'm not
but
a big Sigourney Weaver fan. Believe it or not.
There is a bathtub that tries to eat her.
I know.
How terrifying is that concept as a child?
Have you seen Aliens 1? The Aliens.
Have you seen Aliens? The second one.
Boom.
Is way better.
Best no, one. Get out of here!
Yeah, best one! Get
best
out of
here!
Out of the series. Best one.
I have to agree. No.
It's totally debatable, but the first one's the best.
No, when she's in that little... that big mechanical, robot shit.
And radio can't understand...
Oh, they can't hear awesome sound effects? Yeah, they can. And then I finish it up with what it was.
Chaz is an expert sound effects guy.
Yeah,
I forgot. That's why you bring him on.
Straight from L.A. All right. Took the red eye in.
Idiot.
I had a joke, but I hated it, so I didn't say it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alien is better, though.
You can't say it's
just like Terminator 2,
but the first
better.
One is better.
No!
Which one?
It is not better
the
than...
The second one? Terminator 2?
Terminator 2 is
no.
better.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not. All three of you are... Not people.
The world. All three of us are the world. We're against you.
Nido likes Terminator 1 because there is a brief moonlit shot of Arnold Schwarzenegger's dong. And he loves that.
Nice
he loves Schwarzenegger dong in the moonlight.
You can see it swinging.
Yeah.
He's packing down there.
It's pretty big, you guys.
He punches a hole into Bill Paxton. He punches him to kill him.
We're talking about sequels. How do we get the dick so fast?
Terminator 1 has Schwarzenegger dong.
I never
but
I bet it's a prosthetic.
No, that's all real.
Yeah.
Unless that is.
I'm sure
Walter's
he had a fluffer though in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, that doesn't really matter. But Terminator 2 is a way better movie. I'm sorry.
No, it's not just that, but it's everything. It's like the special effects were amazing. You got
you to tell me that motorcycle, that motorcycle fucking chase is not the best. Shit
and actually, they still
ever.
Are. This
They are.
The story is still, and the effects are still amazing.
I can still watch that movie today, 23 years later, and be like,
what the fuck
are they doing? Like, I still don't know how they do the indentations on T-1000 when he gets shot.
I think I was in a weird place in my childhood, because I had a crush on John Connor's mom, kind of.
Linda Hamilton?
Yeah.
She was hot.
Well,
she was, everybody did.
She was like the babe, but then she fucking
But now,
like,
looking at her now, she's kind of like,
yeah, it looks like someone just farted
in. I was in a dark place. Yeah, what was going on?
She went through, she had a pretty...
You should check her out before that movie, before she got all buff and shit. Gross.
She was in Dante's Peak, that movie, with Pierce Brosnan.
Mm-hmm.
She played the mayor. Just saying. Not bad.
Her career really never got over from being Sarah Connor.
Have you seen her best movie? King Kong Lives?
Yes.
The sequel to the 1976 remake of King Kong?
No, I know you
hate that
it.
Fucking movie.
It is the worst movie.
What year did it come out?
80?
80 or 81.
Something like that.
Guys, we need to talk about DC's movies that they announced. We have to. So...
I don't trust DC anymore when it comes to movies.
Wait till you hear about this.
Okay, so check this out. From a reliable source, basically confirmed by Kevin Smith and then Nikki Fink from Deadline fame. DC Comics feature films to announce movie slate up to 2018. Here's the movies. A Shazam solo film in July 2016. The Joseph Gordon-Levitt Sandman film the following December. Zack Snyder's Justice League in May 2017, a Wonder Woman film in July 2017, a surprise Flash and Green Lantern team-up movie, Christmas of 2017, and a direct Man of Steel sequel in 2018.
Boo to all those movies.
That is, like, quite the roster. So,
boo to all of those movies.
No. Why?
I might not go see any of these.
I'll probably see all of them, because I'm a decent
fan. I know you will, because you're a homer.
Homer.
Yeah, you're like a
fan
home team
boy.
Fan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's
yeah, they're a different medium, and they're done by different people, so they have nothing to do with the comic books, and I'm divorcing myself from the DC movies. They're not the same. They suck. I don't like them. I'm not.
Batman Begins. You like
this
Dark
is
Knight.
Coming from a guy that drinks summer brew, guys.
Yeah. Take what he says with a grain of salt.
Or a grain of sugar.
Hello.
First of all, the fact that you have to do a... I get why they're doing a Flash and Green Lantern team-up movie, but come on, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
that's so lame.
I wonder how they're going to do it, though, too, but... I mean,
because they have to have a different Flash than the TV show. So they've got these two universes now.
Yeah.
The TV universe, which is good, and the movie universe, which sucks. And the other reason they want to do that is because the Green Lantern movie failed. And fine, it's not a great movie. But they want to reestablish him, and they don't feel like Green Lantern can support himself, so they got to put him in with another hero.
Yeah, they don't understand Green Lantern. I'm a huge fan of Green Lantern now, like, big, because I read all the books now, and I really want them to do Green Lantern right.
To step away from the Hal Jordan character and do somebody else, but if, again, and I've said this before, if The Rock is playing the Black Green Lantern John Stewart, this is the worst fucking idea of all time.
He's not going to play him.
I think he is.
You never know.
No, I don't know.
I think he is.
No, I think they wouldn't do that.
Would they not do it? He's a recognizable name. He's muscular and
big. No, I'm not talking about him in a movie. I'm talking about him with that character.
They don't give a shit about the characters.
He doesn't embody Jon Stewart.
They don't give it. That doesn't matter to studio executives.
He's not black, even though he is.
What?
He's partially black somewhere down the line,
yeah.
But he doesn't look black.
Right. Exactly.
He
should
just
not
looks
get
really
the role.
Tan.
If it was a young Denzel Washington, that'd be like perfect. I mean, probably straight on. Anyway, out of all these movies that I just announced, like Sandman is probably the only one I'm really kind of looking at, and JLA. But they dropped the America, so it's just Justice League now. So.
That's gonna make it better.
Sandman's
now.
Not adaptable. Justice League's gonna have too many characters.
I'm reading There's like 10, 11 volumes of like Sandman. It's very, very in-depth and crazy.
It's not adaptable. It should be a series. Should be like, yeah, Showtime or HBO.
Well, that's my preference, but I mean, I like Sandman so much that,
yeah. And like these other movies that were tentatively, these are not official yet, but they basically are.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, good luck. You fucking fired Joss Whedon, who is the greatest fucking choice for a Wonder Woman movie ever. For people that don't know this, Joss Whedon, before Avengers, had the Wonder Woman job for like 3 years. He worked on it. Sounded like he had the best script ever from everybody that ever read it. This is the guy that did Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Firefly.
Yeah, I mean, well, like,
he knows how to make powerful female characters.
They give him Wonder Woman. Great fucking choice before Marvel ever even thought about Joss Whedon. And when they were about to film, they canceled the movie because they didn't think Wonder Woman would work. And now they're going to try to do this, like, catch-up bullshit. It's going to fail no matter what. Like, well, you can't...
It doesn't look good. It does not look good.
I would love to eat my words. And if I'm wrong...
I mean, I hope that you're wrong, but it doesn't... I mean, I have to agree. I mean, it doesn't look very promising.
But. And then, so the Batman, the individual Batman movie, which they leaked the title, sort of, this week. It's going to be called The Batman.
Yeah.
How original.
Oh, yeah.
There should just be a new actor in every Batman film, like, just...
We've talked about this since the beginning of the podcast. Just fucking... You don't have to have these... Like, there are... So they've already said, like, we're going to do The Flash on TV, we're going to do a different Flash in the movies. Cool. Nobody's going to give a fuck. You know? So, like, go have these different universes in the movies. Have, like, 3 Batman movies a year. Have different actors playing him. Fine. Fucking,
I think
nobody's,
that's overkill.
Shit. It is. I will agree with that because I was going overboard. But if you want to do, like, in the comic books, Justice League Batman is different than regular Batman. He's different than Detective Comics Batman. They all have different traits. They all do different things, even though they're the same fucking dude. That's what they should do in the movies and TV shows.
They should just keep developing more and more characters, like the whole Sandman thing you were talking about earlier, I think. But I don't know.
Well,
the biggest thing is they have so much history to pull from Batman, though, and they play it so incredibly safe when you could really go out of nowhere and just pull.
That's not
shit
with Batman. That's with, like, any of these famous characters.
Exactly. That's,
I mean,
with
they're any... very See, rich storyline. They're famous for a reason, you know.
I just want to say, they have to fucking make a Batman Beyond movie with Clint Eastwood as old as fucking Batman. Like, you have limited time. He's going to be dead in 10 years or less.
I think Stallone
would
be
Clint Eastwood be on for
Stallone as the other one, yes. I know.
I think
fuck.
Stallone would be a sweet old Bruce Wayne.
They're just not going to fucking do it.
They need to make him look really old and stuff. Anyway, along with those characters that we just mentioned, Cyborg is going to be in the movie. And then recently announced that Aquaman will make an appearance in Batman vs. Superman. And they just announced that Jason Momoa is the actor. So the actor from Game of Thrones, from...
He's just so wrong.
Baywatch Hawaii.
He's just so wrong. He's the exact opposite of the look and feel of the character.
I don't think that he even wants the role. Everything that I've read, like, he's just kind of like, yeah, it's not confirmed yet. Like, what does it even mean?
I think Zack Snyder tweeted out some, like, actual concept art for Aquaman afterwards. And with Jason Momoa holding a trident. So, it's pretty much...
Well, no, it probably is confirmed, but I don't think he really, really wants to be Aquaman. Like, it's almost like they're forcing him to be in it.
He's got like, oh my god, this is so...
I was told Macaulay Culkin, but I don't know what truth
what
is behind that.
To?
He's an excellent Aquaman right
yeah.
there.
I'm going to go super nerdy here. He is so perfect for the Marvel version of Aquaman, which is Namor.
Namor, yeah.
And he is so wrong for DC's version, which is Aquaman. And that, to me, just says more about what DC's trying to do with their movies. that they're trying to paint these characters in just the way that Marvel is and trying to undercut them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's... Fuck, man. I mean, I'm not sure if they're going to make it just make him blonde and make him look a lot more like...
It doesn't... It does, like, the blonde hair doesn't really matter. Like,
Macaulay's blonde.
There we go. Jesus Christ. I always... Like, no. I just want to go back to that because the hair color thing is such... Like, in James Bond, they complain when James Bond doesn't have black hair. Like, Roger Moore and Daniel Craig get shit all the time, but come on. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Die Hard.
Well, you can do that with Superman. Superman has to have brunette hair.
He has to have black hair.
Yeah. He has to.
It's part of his persona. But, like, if you want to make Batman blonde, nobody gives a fuck. Val Kilmer was great.
Yeah. But you're not making Batman blonde. You're making Bruce Wayne blonde.
Right. Doesn't matter. But with Aquaman, doesn't matter. With certain characters, it does matter. All
right.
Anyway.
So, we all don't like the idea of these movies coming out. What they're going to be about and everything. But I think I'm almost guaranteed that we'll probably all still see them. Every single one of them.
I'll see Justice League, and then I won't see the rest if it sucks. And if The Rock is playing... There's like four characters that if The Rock is playing one of them, I'll be like, no, I'm not going.
That's very specific.
Yes. I know.
Okay, really quick, let's talk about our weekly recommendations. So, actually, Nadal, do you want to go first?
I'm a week behind it, but yeah, 22 Jump Street. Go see it. It's hilarious.
Fine. Laser?
You didn't think of it, did you? Chaz? I forgot.
Chaz, do you have anything to recommend?
Honestly, what goes on in your mind?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, go do a recap on the Ghostbusters movies. Rent them.
If you haven't seen it, I heard they're pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
Do you have anything, though?
I've got to recommend... I just caught up on Penny Dreadful. There's one episode left, I believe. And
how bad is it?
It is one of the best shows. I fucking love it.
I watched the first episode. I didn't care for it.
Of course you didn't. Because you're a fucking fool. You haven't even seen Game of Thrones.
Of course you would just... I'm not judging Game of Thrones.
Oh, Jesus.
If I disagree with you, like, oh, you're an idiot.
Penny Dreadful, if you love gothic horror, if you love that old school 30s to 60s type horror, incredible writing. The second episode made me like, it blew my fucking mind, these actors' performances and the writing. But anyway, like, it combines all these 1800s characters, does it in like 1930s. Like, if you're a horror geek, you will fucking love it. You will just fucking love it. That's
okay.
It.
That's a good recommendation. Okay. And I just wrote down Starlight, the comic book, which is basically about an older guy who goes on these adventures.
I've read it. I hate it.
No, he goes on these adventures, and I can't really explain it. It reminds me of Up in Star Wars.
No spoilers. Okay. Never mind.
No, but...
good one.
Jesus.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just keep drinking your Bush.
Bush Light.
Your Bush Light. Anyway, so you guys have anything else to add before we close this up?
Be kind to your neighbors.
Be kind to your neighbor. That's your weekly recommendation.
Dennis the Menace is apparently the funniest thing.
According to Night Owl.
Really like the new X-Men movie. It's probably a week too late to say that, or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but...
It's a month.
A month.
It's like a month.
We're cutting edge around here, Chaz, so...
Well, you know, just in the local theater, they just have one movie a month.
Didn't show up.
It just got to our town. So, sorry. Not sorry.
Show up here talking about Ghostbusters and X-Men. Like it's the biggest thing.
All right, peace.
All right, see ya. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.